Time now in the programme for our weekly soundscape, where I basically go out with a couple of microphones and see what I can find. And as I say every week, I'm really keen for you to send me in a soundscape of your world, basically the sound world around you inside 1 minute. That's what we're looking for. So feel free to send it to stephen.macaulay@bbc.co.uk. But tonight's soundscape has a distinctly aviation vibe to it, because I was on the airfield of the City of Derry Airport this morning at 7:30, just as the sun was coming up. Something beautiful about being on an airfield at that time of the morning, because of the expansive nature of it. You've got planes arriving, planes leaving, people, you know, arriving in your location, people leaving it to go somewhere else. So it's a really beautiful place. But I set up the microphones and recorded some planes. So here we go. Have a listen to this. It was announced today as their next single. That was Public Service Broadcasting, and a track taken from the incredible second album, The Race for Space, which came out a few months ago on Test Card Recordings. Jay Wilgus Esquire has gone to extraordinary lengths to source audio clips that tell two sides of the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union. It was a time when frontiers were being pushed back and human endeavour stretched to meet goals previously thought impossible, and the exuberance in that track underlines the sense of euphoria as it all begins to come together. It's called Go, and it's out on May the 11th. And don't forget that the band play the Mandela Hall in Belfast on Sunday, May the 3rd. And you're very welcome to the programme. My name is Stephen McCauley, and you're listening to Electric Mainline on BBC Radio Foyle. 81771 for your texts. Just put the word Foyle at the start of your message, or I will be forced to listen to Lady in Red. You can also tweet me at Stephen Mainline or at BBC Radio Foyle. Coming up tonight, Invader Band, live in session. So delighted that we have the full band with us tonight for their first live session ahead of the release of their debut single, The Implausible Man, in Sandino's on Saturday night. We also have split new music from Villagers, Ego the Jackal, No Spill Blood, Flying Colours, Sea Legs and Young Fathers. But right now, the first of three session tracks. It is my honour to say, live in session for Electric Mainline, this is Invader Band.
I was born, that was news, destined to be the accused. Never had a path to choose. I was worth nothing at all. I was worth nothing at all. No one made me go to school. They danced around to my misrule. I was hell and they were fools.
Welcome to episode 4 of Soundscapes with me, Stephen McCauley. John Peel famously said that someone once told him that CDs were better than vinyl because they don't have any surface noise. His response was that life has surface noise. That's my way of letting you know that tonight's programme is vinyl only. And we begin, as we should and must, with the German contemporary composer Volker Bertelmann, who's better known by the name Hauschka. I played a track 4 weeks ago from his last album, Abandoned City. And I'm going to start tonight with, for me, the shining light from that record. This is called Krakow. Hauschka, also known as Volker Bertelmann. He's a German composer who specialises in treated piano. And as I've mentioned on previous shows, that's the process where someone essentially interferes with the internal workings of the piano itself, usually by disrupting the strings, by binding them with duct tape, wedging chopsticks in between them, or hanging weights off them, which is what gives his music such a rhythmic quality. But it's less in evidence on that track. Still, it's my favourite on his last album, Abandoned City, which came out last year on City Slang Records. The track I played is called Krakow. And you're very welcome to the programme. You're listening to Soundscapes with me, Stephen McCauley, here on BBC Radio Ulster. If you're joining us for the first time tonight, this programme is about creating a 57-minute soundtrack made up of electronic music, contemporary classical and ambient acoustic. And tonight's episode is slightly different to previous weeks in that it's a vinyl-only show. I plan to do this once a month, so plenty of crackle and surface noise to add into our weekly sound world. You can get in touch by texting to 81771 or you can tweet me at Stephen Mainline or BBC Radio Ulster. Tonight on vinyl, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Dustin O'Halloran, Public Service Broadcasting, Carl Keogh, Chili Gonzalez and Checkerboard, to name but a few. Right now though, I'm going to play two tracks which are completely different but work in a very similar way. They use multiple melody lines that probably shouldn't fit together but do so in an absolutely breathtaking way. And we start with one of my favourite singles from last year. It's from legendary electronic duo Plaid. Listen to how this one takes shape. It's called Hawk Moth. Thank you. The incredible sound of the Bothy Band there, and the beautiful interweaving lines of Paddy Keenan and Low Whistle and Matt Malloy on flute, and of course Kevin Burke and Donal Lunny, Micheál O'Donnell and Triona Ní Donal in the background there. And it's a track taken from a magnificent record which I have in front of me here called Out of the Wind and Into the Sun from 1977. And the track that I've just played is called The Maids of Mitchelstown. And the reason I wanted to play it is because I felt that while it is completely different to the track that came beforehand, there's something about those melody lines and how they somehow shouldn't go together but absolutely do. There's something beautiful about the way that works melodically. And that track has always been my favourite Bothy Band track. Before that, we had Plaid and a magnificent track from their album Reachy Prince, which came out last year. And it was really interesting about Plaid last year because there was so much talk about Aphex Twin and his kind of re-emergence from a very, very long hiatus. He'd been away for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden there was a new album. And then there was an EP, and then there were all these download tracks. But in actual fact, it was Plaid who really delivered the goods when it came to melody on Reachy Prince last year. And I think that track, Hawk Moth, for me, it was the single of last year. Beautiful piece of music it is too. If you want to get in touch with the programme tonight, you can. You can text through on 81771. You can tweet me at Stephen Mainline, or indeed at BBC Radio Ulster. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. And Jim, who's listening in Nashville tonight, I was mentioning about vinyl at the start of the programme. And he said, I'm enjoying the vinyl here in Nashville. Nice one, Jim. He said, Super Audio CD sounds good. Certainly better than CD. Too bad it didn't catch on. You know something, Jim? I never even owned a Super Audio CD. Did you buy them at the time when they were kind of coming out and in their prevalence? Let me know what they were actually like, because I never owned one. But you know something? I'm not really a vinyl purist because I actually love CDs as well. But there's something really special. It feels like a special occasion when you're playing vinyl. That's how I feel about it. And we're going to continue to do that because it's a vinyl-only show tonight. And I'm delighted to play this one. This is Dustin O'Halloran and An Ending, A Beginning. Welcome to Electric Mainline, live at the Playhouse Theatre here in Derry, Londonderry. Once again, the city itself has become the stage. From daybreak, the anchor was lifted with the dawn chorus at the Green Inn of Aileach, a spectacular vantage point with a 360-degree view of Derry, Tyrone and Donegal. And it is my absolute delight to introduce from South Donegal the incomparable Slow Place Like Home. We'll be right back. Australian four-piece Flying Colours have knocked me out with their new EP Roigbiv, which is out at the end of May on the Club AC30 label. It's a pop record essentially, even though it's heavily layered in grinding shoegaze guitars, but the melodies are strong and full of hooks, and that is never a bad thing. Hopefully this EP is simply a stepping stone to an even bigger release at some stage soon. The track I played tonight is called In the End. And you're very welcome to the programme. My name is Stephen McCauley and you're listening to Electric Mainline on BBC Radio Foyle. You can say hello on Twitter at Stephen Mainline or at BBC Radio Foyle, or you can text on 81771. Just make sure you put the word Foyle at the start of your message, otherwise the evil of Mordor will endure. Coming up tonight, I'll be chatting to Soak about her slot on Later with Jules Holland next week, and we'll have new music from And So I Watch You From Afar, DuckTales, Contour, The Clemeens, Bill Fay and Fever Dream, amongst others, including a track from The Vault. But right now, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, to give the new single by Jessica Doherty its first airplay anywhere. The song was produced by Connor Mason with his Ports bandmate Mark O'Doherty on drums. Personally, I think this is the best thing Jessica has done so far. So this is Jessica Doherty and Wolves. This program is called Soundscapes. We try to have an actual soundscape on the program, and I'm going to try something which may end in disaster tonight. I'm going to play the soundscape itself from vinyl. Now, this is one that I recorded a couple of years ago, and it was then released on a vinyl by Culture Glitch, and it was kind of the opening thing that you heard on it. And basically what I did was I stood on top of the Peace Bridge here in Derry, Londonderry, and I waited for the train to come in from Belfast, and that was before they improved the line and put different carriages on. It was very noisy at the time, so have a listen to this and see what you think. It only lasts about 40 seconds, so I wonder, can I get the next vinyl up straight afterwards? We'll find out.
I've sat and I've watched, and I see each thought.